It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Kevin Powell.
I'm Kevin Powell filling in for Joe Brand tonight. The Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1. Not a whole lot of good out of this one from the Chicago Blackhawks. Did get a power play goal from Jonathan Toews. Peter Mrazek, as you heard John and Troy talking about, he was fantastic tonight. But Troy, there was some energy a little bit in the third period, but it was too little too late. Most of that game, though, not a ton of bright spots, Troy, to be honest.
No, they're struggling right now to get some confidence in their game. And the one thing that has to change, I mean, they are chasing the game all the time. Only five times this year have they scored the first goal. And they need to change that. They can't change it. Can't chase these games. It's too hard. It takes so much out of you. And then all of a sudden, maybe another goal is scored by the opposition, and now you're down by a couple. It just takes a lot of energy to try and come back. Because you have to force the issue in some situations where if you're playing with the lead, you can sit back a little bit, read the situation, and then kind of figure out what you need to do from there. So that's got to change. And, for the Blackhawks, they gave up too many quality opportunities, even though they outshot Minnesota in this one, but too many quality opportunities that they're going to have to shore up in their own end of the ice. But you got to respect Minnesota's ability, and it was the top line that really did a lot of the damage as far as the pretty plays and the saves that Mrazek had to make against that line.
Minnesota looked impressive tonight, Troy. They looked like a complete team. They had some very impressive moments throughout.
They did, and I think that with the addition of Ryan Reeves, they're 8-3 in the 11 games that he has been here. They've won four in a row, and I think that he just adds a dimension to this team that gives them a bigger identity. They already had the identity of a big team with Foligno and Greenway and Middleton on the blue line. Those guys are all big men and like to play a physical brand, and then throw in probably the toughest guy in the league and Ryan Reeves. And you've got something pretty special, because that's the complementary group around the skilled players like Kaprizov, like Zuccarello. And it gives them the freedom and the knowledge that they're not going to get messed with out there because of the size of some of the forwards that they have.
It is pretty incredible. You mentioned, Troy, that 24 of the 29 games the Blackhawks opponent has scored first. As you said, just five times the Hawks have scored first is another way to put it. What do you make of that? Is that coaching? Is it just the players getting ready to go? It's to be that lopsided where your opponent is scoring first so frequently, it really stands out.
That's a good question. Where the blame, where the fault lies, and it's not coaching. They do the same thing basically as every other team in the NHL does as far as preparing their team. There's not a lot of differences what you do. I don't think Richardson is a guy that goes in there and yells and screams to try to make sure that these guys are ready. You got to take that upon yourself. And when you look at the numbers, you mentioned them, only five games, and they haven't lost. Now, they've got points, I should say, in all five of those games, 3-0-2. So it's a big factor in how the outcome is going to turn out. So you got to really find a way and just bear down at the beginning of games and just not let that happen. 4:54 into the first period, Blackhawks find themselves down by one. Now you're chasing the game, and sometimes in your mind, and the way things have gone here lately, it's like, here we go again, that kind of mentality, rather than scoring first and you're going, okay, here we go.
Right. And you guys talked about Peter Mrazek, and we talked about him throughout the game in intermission during the call. He was fantastic tonight. He was. He gave up the three goals, but he didn't get a ton of help out there, and he was bailing the Blackhawks out time after time.
Yeah, the final was 4-1, but it could have easily been a lot more than that. When you get an opportunity to see some of these saves, and they'll be on the highlight reel, there's no question about it, when you look at the games being played across the NHL, take a peek at him, because he was spectacular. And some of these saves, just incredible. And Minnesota players, just by their facial reactions and their body language, saying that they can't believe that Mrazek made some of these saves. Can't blame the goaltender in this one. He did his job.
Yeah. I'm going to play some audio that it was Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews talking this week about the opportunity they'll have Sunday, Troy, against the Rangers, and I'm sure you guys will be talking about it in pregame on Sunday, but those two will be playing their 1,000th career game together. And it's always been Kane and Taves and Kane, right? They're two sports icons in the city of Chicago, what they've done for the Blackhawks organization. It's pretty incredible how much time has passed since day one with those two.
Yeah, and John and I have been very fortunate that we've been here through everything. And I do feel blessed that I've been a part of this thing, three Stanley Cups, and to watch Kane and Taves kind of turn the city into a hockey community, more so than it probably ever had been. You got to go back, and there were some great combinations, Dennis Savard, Steve Larmer, but probably the magnitude of Kane and Taves is Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita. And, you know, we all know what icons they are in the hockey world and in Chicago. So, you know, for these two guys to play 1,000 games, and then you look at Duncan Keith and Brent Seabrook did the same thing as defensive pairs out there, which was pretty special as well. But these two guys have, you know, bled for Chicago. They love the city. They love the Blackhawks organization. I know it's frustrating for what they're going through right now, but that's going to be a special moment for those two guys that, you know, came in here as 19 and 18-year-olds and really turned everything around for the city of Chicago.
Yeah, and it was fun listening to those two guys talk because it's the brotherly love thing. You know, it's you know, they even equated it to like a married couple because they've been so tight. They've been synonymous with one another for so long that it was fun. I'm going to play a little bit of it here coming up on our post-game show, but Jonathan Taves talking about just the smile on his face when he was asked about some memories of those two. And look, when you're that tight, when you mean so much, when you're teammates, and you understand that, Troy, it's just a different sort of bond.
Yeah, and, you know, I had an opportunity to go downstairs today before the game. An old teammate of mine at the University of North Dakota, Phil Sykes, who played in the NHL for a lot of years, was in the building, so I went down and said hello to him. We won the NCAA championship in 1982 together, and that's a bond that we have, and it's a very special bond, and even if you don't see him for a long time, you're always going to be a part of that. And that's what Kane and Taves have. They've got three championships between those two guys and the seven that were involved in all three of them. A really special bond. But for Kane and Taves, and I'll throw Keith and Seabrook in there because they came up together as rookies. They played in the minors together and then had the opportunity to play for the Hawks and winning those cups as well. It's just a special moment and a special bond between those two guys. And, yeah, they, you know, sometimes fight like cats and dogs, like brothers, but they love each other. And for what they have done, the city of Chicago should be very thankful that they've been a part of this run for so many years.
Absolutely, and that'll all be recognized Sunday when the Blackhawks take on the Rangers. You'll hear Troy and John on the call here on WGN at 6. All right, Troy, before I let you go, 6 straight losses. It's been a rough stretch. What do you want to see change with this team, this upcoming homestand? What are some key things you want to see changed for the Blackhawks right now?
Well, it's just going back, and you get a little bit too cliche as far as what you want to do, but you got to manage the puck better, and you got to be, you know, supportive down low in your own end of the ice. Too many quality opportunities for these teams. We saw it from Vegas last night as well. You just have to bear down defensively. Maybe try and take a little bit off the offensive side of it, and I don't want to say that because they're having trouble scoring, but, you know, concentrate on working hard in their own end of the ice, getting the puck, and then having that transition, getting it in deep. And again, every coach talks about it. It's the way you have to play the game if you don't have the high-end skilled players is crashing the net, getting lots of shots towards the front of the net, and make it tough on the goaltender. And, you know, I want to see them get off to a really good start. Rangers do play tomorrow night, so they'll be in the back-to-back situation that the Hawks were here tonight. And, you know, the players are in such great shape that it doesn't matter a lot. But sometimes mentally you can take advantage of a team when they're in that situation. And I'd like to see them get off to a good start and not chase that game against the Rangers.
3-game homestand coming up. By the way, it sounded like a rowdy crowd tonight, Troy. Did I hear that correctly? It sounded like they were really into it at the Xcel Energy Center.
It's a Friday night. It's cold. There's snow. I mean, how?
You're mixing some beers and everybody's having a good night.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better. You warm yourself from the inside and drive home carefully. But great crowd here. I mean, I love this building, and I love the atmosphere, and, you know, Minnesota is such a big hockey state that it's incredible to walk in here, and you know, they've got a good team right now to support, so everybody's excited, everybody's happy.
Troy, you're the best. Looking forward to this upcoming homestand. Let's hope we can get a win or two over the next few games. Troy, you're the best. Thanks so much. You'll hear Troy and John Weideman on the call Sunday night, Blackhawks and Rangers here on WGN. We'll have that at 6. The player with the most heart is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, with teams that take on the toughest cases at over 200 locations. That's got to go to Peter Mrazek tonight, because as we talked about, John and Troy talked about it, you'll see some of these highlights that he pulled off tonight. And that score was, you know, 4-1. Mrazek gave up the three, the last one coming on an empty net. He was making some unbelievable saves with not a ton of help from his teammates. So I thought the way he played in that really, you know, kept them in it. It was a very strong performance from Peter Mrazek. 312-981-7200 is our number. If you want to call, you got Blackhawks thoughts, we're here for you on 720 WGN. We'll get to some highlights. We'll get you some post-game reaction. And I will play some of that Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews tape as we look ahead to Sunday's game. That will be the 1,000th career game. Those two will play a game together. It's pretty incredible. It's gone all so fast that they've played that many games together. So Kane and Toews were both great, reflecting on that and just playing together and coming up in the organization together and winning so much together. So we'll play some of that coming up next here on 720 WGN. The Chicago Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1 tonight. I'm Kevin Powell. In for Joe Brand, you're listening to 720 WGN, Blackhawks postgame. The Hawks losing their sixth straight. It's been a rough stretch. It has. They lost 4-1 to Minnesota. They lost 4-1 to Vegas just last night. They're at a stretch of three games over 4 days. We'll have tomorrow off before they return home Sunday night to take on the Rangers. That's the first of three straight at the United Center. Always a good atmosphere at the UC this time of year. Around Christmas, holiday, I know a lot of people like to get out there for that. So let's hope it's a good homestand. As I mentioned, Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews will be playing their 1,000th career game together. But let's run through the highlights of tonight's game. Again, the Blackhawks losing 4-1 at Minnesota. Minnesota scoring first in the first period.
Merrill to the top of the left circle, steal back over to the far side, and a shot in front, they score! Excellent puck movement by the Wild. It was Kaprizov at the top of the right circle feeding the puck in front, and Matt Zuccarello redirects it in behind Peter Mrazek. The Wild lead 1-0.
The puck movement from Minnesota leading to that goal was a clinic. It was fantastic. You heard Troy talking about it on the broadcast. They played a really good game. To the second period, Peter Mrazek, the goalie for the Chicago Blackhawks, we've been talking about all night, made some ridiculous saves, including a stick save in the second period.
Steal in the left corner. The Middleton left point. Moves it to Surge, and he sent it in on goal. Stick save by Mrazek, and a follow-up shot by Zuccarello, and Mrazek miraculously got over and blocked that one away from the Hawk net.
It was a desperation play by Mrazek, and he came through. Followed that up shortly after with a glove save.
Jake McCabe at the right point could not keep the puck alive. Taken away by Walker. A two-on-one ensues. Walker in over the Hawk line to Gaudreau. High slap, put it over to Boldy with a shot, and a glove save is made by Mrazek again.
Oh, my goodness.
He is putting on a show in the Hawks' crease. Peter Mrazek has stolen a couple goals from Wild players so far.
Yeah, he was keeping them in it, but then Minnesota getting back on the board for their second goal of the night.
Kaprizov from the slot fires, turned wide. Follow-up shot, oh, by Zuccarello, put it toward the net. Did it go in? Yes, it did. Peter Mrazek did his level best to lean against the far post and keep that puck out of the net. But the referee on the near side, Tom Schmielewski, pointing at the net for a goal. And they're going to take a look, I believe. 11:27 left in the second period. It's now 2-0 Wild for the moment.
And then Zuccarello scoring his second goal of the night.
Behind the Hawk net, the puck pounded around by Murphy, not out. Taken away by Boldy, put it over. Zuccarello shoots and scores. Boldy from the bottom of the right wing circle made a precision pass to Mats Zuccarello, backing up along the bottom of the left circle. He fires it in behind Mrazek. It's a power play goal and a 3-0 Wild lead.
And that coming with under a minute to go, a real dagger for the Blackhawks' hopes. In the third period, though, some life from the Blackhawks with some scoring chances, including Jonathan Toews capitalizing on a power play.
Toews has been doing his part. He wins another draw. Jones in the high slot to Kane, top of the left circle. He shoots, he scores! Jonathan Toews in front of the Wild net redirected this shot right through the legs of Marc-Andre Fleury. It's a power play goal. The Hawks are on the board, trailing the Wild 3-1 with 11:33 left in the third, and no shutout tonight.
Toews now with 6 power play goals on the year, but it was too little too late. The Hawks with a little burst of energy in the third period, the power play goal, but Zuccarello completing the hat trick not long after that.
Radish put it behind the net. Domi put it in front. Pipeline shot by Taves. Pad save made by Fleury. Puck taken by Kaprizov. He goes for it. He fires at the length of the ice. Wide. Follow-up chance there for Zuccarello. He shoots and scores. Hat trick for Mats Zuccarello into an empty Hawks net. And with 2:09 left in the hockey game, this should salt it away for the Wild. They now lead 4-1.
It did. A six straight losses now for the Chicago Blackhawks. And as we were talking about with Troy, just not a ton of good from the Hawks. I mean, after that second period, I asked him about the power play, and he kind of laughed it off because it wasn't the prettiest of power plays for the Blackhawks. 1-for-5 on the power play tonight on that Jonathan Taves goal. We did talk about the faceoffs, by the way, and they've had so much success on the faceoff. They're first in the NHL with a 56% faceoff percentage. They won 60% of the draws tonight. So, hey, that's something to look at. And Jonathan Taves has really thrived this year in the circle in that regard, too. So the Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1, their sixth straight loss. They'll return home against the Rangers on Sunday. We'll get you some post-game sound coming up as well. We'll look at some out-of-towns also and some other news and notes from the sports world as well. I do want to play a little bit of Patrick Kane. This was from earlier in the week as we look ahead to Sunday's matchup against the Rangers. There will be a lot of talk about the fact that Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves will be playing in their 1,000th career game together, a major milestone for those two who have meant so much to the Blackhawks organization and to the city of Chicago and the three Stanley Cups and all of that. And we know all of that, but it will be a cool game for Kane and Taves. And Patrick Kane actually talked about it at length this week.
It's been pretty amazing. I mean, 1,000 games, that's a lot of games together. So it's been a good ride. You know, obviously we came in together as rookies, and I think, at least for me anyway, really, really leaned on him to what he was going through. And we roomed together for 5 or 6 years, a couple battles in there, but mostly good times. Just kind of came up and grew up together. So it's crazy. It's been 1,000 games, but you know, obviously he's meant a lot to the franchise and the teams over the years, just with his leadership and being the captain and the way he drives the team too. So yeah, it's been a pleasure to play with him that long.
What was it like for the two of you first coming up? I mean, you had so much on your shoulders with this franchise that was trying to get back to glory.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were just like too young and stupid to really know any better, to be honest with you. I think we were just excited to play hockey and try and help the team as much as possible. It obviously got exciting once the building started filling up and we started winning games, and even, you know, towards the end of my rookie season, kind of making a push for the playoffs. And then the next year, the city was just you know, it was on fire and all about the Blackhawks, and it was really fun to grow up that way. So yeah, we were you know, obviously very fortunate to come to Chicago, a great sports city, and organization like the Blackhawks that has been run so well over the years. So it's been great.
When you guys were on a line together, why did it work so well for as long as it did?
Yeah, we played together for a long time, especially to start our careers, and just kind of developed that chemistry right away. He was so good at playing both ends of the ice. It made it easy on me just to kind of get the puck and try to make plays when I got it. But you know, he's also very good around the net, like as far as finishing off plays and finding pucks and getting them back just to keep possession. And we just kind of developed things that you know, worked. So it was nice to kind of come in and know that we were going to be playing together, no matter who the other winger was, and just develop that chemistry.
That much time together, it's got to be almost like a marriage, right? It's got to be things about each other. You get on each other's nerves.
Oh, for sure, yeah. There's been plenty of battles over the years, on and off the ice, but you know, I think more good times than not.
Some of your best memories are probably in the hotels with the guys playing pranks. But there's some good pranks on you guys.
Yeah, Sharpie and Burrish were pretty good at it. You know, I think both of us didn't really. We were so young, we didn't really know like what was going on at the time, so we were a little naive to some situations. But you know, you room with someone for, I think it was 5 or 6 years, there's bound to be some battles in there. So it was it's funny when we kind of look back at those times and talk about certain stories here and there.
Did you ever talk about, like, when you guys were first getting together, like, some of the accomplishments, the goals that you had? Did you envision the success you guys would have together?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think it was more, you know, especially that first year, just kind of making the team and then establishing yourself as a player, and even, you know, into the second and third year, then our team started to get better, and you started to, you know, especially the second and third year, it felt like any time we took the ice, you know, we had pretty good chance to win that game, so that was a fun feeling too.
Does it feel like 1,000 games, or are there times where it feels
maybe 2,000? No, I mean, it's went by fast. You know, it's even I'm up to like 1,130 something or something like that. So it doesn't seem like that many, but yeah, it goes by quick.
So how has he grown as a person off the ice? What have you noticed about him?
I think he was a lot more serious in his first few years. No, he still has that serious element to him, but I don't think he takes himself as serious now. He's able to laugh at himself a little bit, so
that's a good thing.
Is there certain personality traits maybe you pick up from him or vice versa through the years?
Yeah, I think we were, especially coming in, we were kind of like pretty opposite as you know, people, to be honest with you. Like, so I think just being around each other and even just having like the inner competition, you know, seeing what he's doing, how he's performing, especially when we got moved to different lines, you know, if third line scored, you know, I wanted to go out there and score as well, and I'm sure it's the same vice versa. So it was to have that inner competition within the team and also bring the best out of the team, I think was really good for our teams back then.
I mean, you guys still kept talking on a daily basis, like even this year, like last night he seemed kind of discouraged about that performance. Is that something that you guys would still talk about or kind of reflect on or kind of move forward from that?
Yeah, for sure. I think we pretty much see what each other's thinking after every game or every day, every couple days, whatever it is. So, you know, it's always nice to check in because, you know, he's such a competitive guy. He sees things that I don't. It's probably the same the other way around. But, always good to check in and see what's going on.
Some great stuff from Patrick Kane, some candid stuff looking back on his playing days with Jonathan Toews, and they still got days ahead of them as well. We'll see about their long-term future with the Chicago Blackhawks, but so many great memories as they hit that milestone of 1,000 career games together Sunday against the Rangers. We'll actually hear a little bit, too, from Jonathan Toews. Both of them were so great. You know, they understand the duo that was Kane and Toews and still is. But it's just so many great memories. So it was fun to hear those two guys go back and kind of look back at the early days and their, you know, winning together, their personal stuff together as well. So really good stuff from Kaner as well. Tonight's three-star selection is sponsored by CarStar. Trust CarStar, North America's leading premier collision repair provider with your collision repair needs. Visit CarStar.com to find a Chicagoland location near you. First star Matt Zuccarello, hat trick on the night. Second star Kirill Kaprizov. He had a goal as well, and third star Sam Steele rounding out your three-star selection for the night. The Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1 tonight, their sixth straight loss. Plenty more to come on the Blackhawks postgame show. You're listening to 720 WGN. The Chicago Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1 tonight, their sixth straight loss. I'm Kevin Powell in for Joe Brand. Joe was on the call tonight for the Rockford IceHogs. Rockford also losing tonight. Joe will be back here for the pregame and postgame on Sunday night when the Blackhawks begin a three-game homestand against the Rangers. New York, by the way, has won five straight. They do play tomorrow, so it'll be a back-to-back for the Rangers on Sunday. The Blackhawks now 7-18-4 on the year, just 18 points a season, the fewest amount of points in the entire league. So, we knew this was going to be rough. We knew it was going to be tough. I think, as Troy said, you'd still like to see a different brand of hockey from the Blackhawks. If you're not going to overwhelm any of your opponents with the skill set you have, grind it out a little bit. Battle a little bit more. But we knew that going into this year it would be rough. This is setting the foundation, and we move forward from here. So right now the Blackhawks 7-18-4. Dallas Stars lead the Central Division at 18-8-5. They have 41 points, two better than the Winnipeg Jets. Minnesota has now won 8 of 10. They've won 4 straight. They have 36 points. They looked really good tonight, like a complete team. And you heard Troy and John talking about that as well. They made a trade with the Rangers, and everything about the Wild looked really, really good tonight. Colorado Avalanche are fourth with 32 points, followed by the Blues. The Predators, who will be coming to town next week. The Arizona Coyotes have 22 points, just ahead of the Blackhawks. The Hawks losing 4-1 to the Minnesota Wild. We did play a little bit of Patrick Kane talking about Sunday's matchup against the Rangers. He'd like to see the Hawks get a win, but there will be a lot of talk leading up to it, and there already has been, about the fact that it's Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews getting set to play their 1,000th career game together. They started the career with the Blackhawks, and they're still playing together. So many great players have come through during this era of Kane and Toews, and those two remain. It's impressive. We know their resume. We know what they've done for the Chicago Blackhawks organization. But we heard from Patrick Kane. Let's hear what Jonathan Toews had to say about this upcoming milestone.
It feels like it flies by. Sometimes it's felt like you guys have had 2,000 games together. What's it feel like?
Yeah, I'd agree with that statement. I guess moments where, you know, you think of memories or you see a clip from years past, you're like, yeah, it looks like it's from another era almost. But at the same time, it's kind of, we're just almost Christmas already. This season's another year. It's just flying by. And, you know, that's the thing. You kind of have to try and slow things down and appreciate and not take things for granted, even though you're kind of so much in a rhythm, I guess. But at the same time, it's been pretty special to share this the ride and, you know, be a Blackhawk for as long as I have, and I've done it with Kane the whole time, so it's been pretty special, and I think we're both pretty thankful for everything that's happened.
What's it been like? What was it like when you guys first, you know, got on the team and everything? Obviously, there was so much pressure for trying to restore this franchise to its former glories and everything like that. Did you guys feel the pressure early on? Or?
Not really. I think we just came in. I mean, I guess I can speak for myself. I think you're just really naive in a lot of ways, and, you know, I think that's what kind of gives you as much confidence as you have at that age. You're kind of brash and a little bit full of yourself, but you kind of have to have that to believe you can play at this level and to have an impact early in your career the way the two of us did. And given the fact of where the organization was and having a coach like Dennis Savard, we got a lot of opportunities to just go out there and grow at our own pace as players. So at the same time, we had a pretty good team around us that didn't take us long to have success. So, but as far as pressure, I don't know. I don't think we were aware of much pressure, and I don't think the city of Chicago was, you know, aware of the Blackhawks the way they are now. So it was a totally different scenario than where we're at right now.
You spend that much time with someone, you have to notice changes. You think of what he was like as a person, as a player at the time, and versus what he's like now?
Well, I'll say this. I mean, there were moments where I was envious of his confidence, and I wasn't sure where he got it from sometimes, but, you know, he was just one of those guys. He had a lot of confidence in his game and who he was off the ice as well. And I think now he's believe it or not, just down to earth. But he's focused on the game, and he's just very real and very humble with who he is. So, you know, I think we both probably matured in a lot of ways and stayed immature in some ways, I'm sure, but it's been fun to kind of, you know, grow up together as Blackhawks.
You know, I asked him if I compared your relationship to a marriage and asked if you guys ever get on each other's nerves, and he laughed and said, oh, for sure.
Yeah, there's definitely moments where it was like an old married couple, I guess. Especially when we played again on the same line quite a bit. There's that healthy competitiveness we had towards each other, but at the same time, we made each other a lot better, and we helped each other on the ice. And But when you're fired up and you're, you know, as focused and driven as you are, you know, the other guy's always going to see things a certain way. And, you know, sometimes that happens, especially when, you know, you got skill and vision like Kaner has out there. You know he sees you, and sometimes he just chooses not to pass you. So you got to... You gotta call him out once in a while.
Can you give us why did
it work so well between you two when, be it Joel, be it whoever put you guys together? Why did it work so well?
I think we just kind of fed off each other. I think we were different people and different players, and I think we complemented each other in a way that those two just went together. So I always knew playing with him that I could kind of do little things, winning draws, winning battles, playing down low in the offensive zone, trying to get him the puck with time and space. I knew if I did that, good things were going to happen. It's either going to come back to me in a scoring chance, or someone else is going to score, or whatever. So, you know, it was a lot of fun. We played a lot of line mates over the years, too, and it didn't seem to matter. We always found ways to have success.
Give us like a good example of something you remember from just being on the road over all the years. What's the one thing that'll come to your mind from just funny stories, or, I mean, I know there's something maybe we haven't heard before. You got anything that sticks out?
There's a couple. The ones I think I can't mention right now.
Right, PG rated.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go there then? What about a time?
Early in the morning.
Too early in the morning. What about a time where you guys like clashed and, you know, you're like, you're right, or he thinks he's right? Anything?
Well, I mean, off the top of my head, I mean, there was times when we were on the line with Buff, and, you know, if we were quiet or we weren't on each other on the bench, Buff just knew how to stir the pot. And, you know. He used to say something like, Kaner, why don't you pass the taser there? And then all of a sudden, like, we look at each other, and he would just get us going. Next thing you know, the two of us would be fighting, and Buff would just be chuckling and laughing. So, you know, things like that.
When you look at duos in Blackhawks history, people automatically think of Hull and Makita. Where do you think your legacy with him will be, with Patrick will be?
I'm not going to comment on that. It's not really up for me to decide. I think just keep playing the game. Again, I'm thankful for all the success we've had, and any success I've had as an individual has been in large part to guys like Kaner and Sharpie and Duncan Seeb and Hammer. And go down the list. You know, it's interesting that you're even asking me that question. I think that's enough of a compliment for me, but... Yeah, that's all I'll say.
Is there any other memory, something he said or a moment on the ice, you know, the cops being obvious, that you'll remember, like something you said to him or something he said to you, or a particular moment in a game that will stand out when you think about you two together, like, say, 10 years from now?
I think there's probably just winning the Stanley Cup. And give each other a big hug in those moments. I think that's when we just said, oh, we really did that. Memories like that stand out.
What a run it's been for 88 and 19, and it still goes. The 1,000th career game for Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane will be Sunday at home at the UC against the New York Rangers. We'll have that game here on WGN at 6. I'm Kevin Powell in for Joe Brand, taking you up to 10:30. Blackhawks postgame. Still some time if you want to get your voice heard. 312-981-7200. The Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild. It's a tough stretch right now. We knew this would be tough this year. Six straight losses falling to the Minnesota Wild, 4-1. Hawks actually outshot Minnesota 30-22. Faceoffs. We talked about it all game. The faceoffs this year for the Blackhawks, really successful. They won 34 to Minnesota's 22. Jonathan Toews has been great in that department. Toews scoring the lone goal tonight, a power play goal in the third period. The Blackhawks had 5 power play opportunities, capitalizing on just the one. Minnesota Wild had 2 power plays. They scored 1 as well. Plenty more to come here on 720 WGN as we wrap up our Blackhawks post-game coverage. I'm Kevin Powell in for Joe Brand. This is 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago Blackhawks post-game coverage here on 720 WGN. I'm Kevin Powell in for Joe Brand. Blackhawks falling to the Minnesota Wild 4-1 today. Minnesota scoring 1 in the first, 2 in the second, and added 1 more in the third, an empty netter to put the Blackhawks away for good. It's their sixth straight loss. They've dropped 14 of their last 15. Jonathan Toews did score the lone goal, his 10th of the season. Six of those coming on the power play, and Peter Mrazek had 18 saves. A couple of them were highlight reel material. He looked really, really good tonight in net and kept the Blackhawks in it. The Blackhawks now have opponents have scored the first goal 24 times. In each of the Blackhawks games, the Hawks have scored the first goal only five times this season. They continue to chase, as Troy Murray talked about it. They continue to fall behind. That has to change because they are not equipped to be chasing teams right now, and they've got to get off to better starts. The Hawks against the Rangers on Sunday. Let's go around the NHL. Just two other games going on tonight. St. Louis leading Calgary 5-2.
Flames looking for their fifth shorthanded goal of the season. Shen the other way, dropping. Kyrou shoots and scores. Off the rush, Jordan Kyrou snaps the puck just inside the far goal post and just under the crossbar. A perfectly placed shot and a power play goal for the Blues gives them a 2-1 lead.
At CGY Radio, Derek Wills on Sportsnet 960. The Islanders and Coyotes tied 3-3 through two periods.
Single assist to Nick Schmaltz, and Clayton Keller at it again here at the Mullet.
He loved playing here.
Bukestad scores! One-timer, and the Coyotes have taken the lead.
Matt McConnell on Bally Sports Arizona. And next up for the Blackhawks, it's the New York Rangers coming to town on Sunday.
Nylander got his stick in the way. Bunting's able to kick it back ahead to Matthews. Matthews looking for a breaking Timmins, but it's taken away. And the Rangers, possible two-on-one. Here comes VC. VC with a move. Fires and scores! What a great play by Jimmy VC. 2-1 Rangers.
That's a courtesy of MSG Radio Network. So the Blackhawks playing three games over 4 days. The Minnesota Wild, by the way, have won 10 of their last 13. They've gone 8-2 over their last 10. They look really, really good right now. That was an impressive team. The Central Division is loaded this season. The Blackhawks obviously struggling. We know what this is right now. It's a rebuild, and we're going to go through some stretches here with this Blackhawks team. You know, you look back at the schedule and the way they started this season, it was impressive. We knew that it probably wasn't something that they can continue to perform like throughout the rest of the season, but over the past month and a half, it has been tough. If you're one of those who likes to look at the NHL draft order, and as we have this rebuild for the Blackhawks, I know many are doing, and right now Blackhawks are atop the draft order. So if we're thinking long term here and you're looking at draft order, obviously you're keeping a close eye on what the Blackhawks record is, and right now they have 18 total points. That's the fewest in the NHL. The Blackhawks will begin a three-game homestand on Sunday against the New York Rangers. I want to thank Brett Jackson, Jack Heinrich, Brett Anderson for their help producing Blackhawks coverage tonight here at 720 WGN. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Sitco. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Sitco. Budweiser. ComEd for business. ComEd powering business, powering lives. United Airlines and Plumbers 911 Chicago. Visit plumbers911.com for emergency plumbing service. I'm Kevin Powell, in for Joe Brand. Next Blackhawks game here on WGN will be Sunday. Blackhawks and Rangers at the United Center. Coverage begins at 6. You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks Hockey on 720 WGN.
Been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN, streaming on WGNRadio.com and smart devices everywhere.